Okay, as we continue our journey through the Bible, we come today to Judges chapter 6, verse 10. Here's what the verse says. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "The Lord is Peace." Gideon was minding his own business, or trying to, and the powerful and oppressive Midianites had driven him into hiding. Gideon was threshing wheat in a secret location, but God had bigger plans for Joash's son, Gideon. When God called Gideon to lead the Israelites against their enemy, he didn't jump at the opportunity. In fact, Gideon asked, "But how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my family." God, however, makes a habit of using the least to do big things. To confirm the calling, God gave Gideon a sign delivered to the angel of the Lord, what I believe to be the pre-incarnate Christ. When Gideon realized who it was, he exclaimed, "Ah, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But God reassured him, "Peace, do not be afraid, you're not going to die." And that's when Gideon built an altar and named it, "The Lord is Peace." No one on his own can see God and live, but there is one who intercedes for us. Jesus stands between the holy God and sinful man, and by his death bridges that great separation. Paul writes, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Only Jesus can deliver peace. Here's the question I want to leave you with today. Do you have that peace with God through Jesus Christ? Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us peace with God. Thank you for the price you paid in order to bring us to the Father. You are our peace. And we pray in your name. Amen.